When you walk along a Lake Superior beach in northeast Minnesota, you expect to see rocks, occasional bits of vegetation, and driftwood. But in 2010, Tammy Cefalu was walking the beach along Grand Marais East Bay when her son Juniper spotted an unusual object. It turned out to be what's called a projectile point, an artifact that is larger than an arrowhead and used by early Native American cultures. And while its exact age is hard to determine, local archaeologists estimate it's between 2,000 and 8,000 years old. Tammy and Juniper tell the story of finding the projectile point.
So it was October 27th, which was the night before Juniper's third birthday, and we had had this fantastic storm, and we had lost power for 3 days, and it was just this, like, incredible storm. And the surf was really high on the lake, and we had never seen the lake actually come up onto the pavement of Highway 61 before. We were still out of power at our house, and Juniper was playing with some of his cousins, and he fell and wound up knocking his tooth out. And the action of him knocking his tooth out that evening precipitated us having to go to his very first dentist appointment the next morning. So we had traveled into town on the morning of his third birthday, October 28th, and we had a little bit of time before the appointment was going to happen, and so we asked Juniper what it is that he wanted to do.
I wanted to go walk on the beach, my favorite beach, which was the East Bay. Everything was torn up by just the wave pushing all the rocks up.
So we as a family went up onto the beach, and about a foot and a half of sand and beach gravel had been, it looked like it had been removed, like excavated by the action of the waves. And what we saw was just a beach littered with all sorts of things that were suddenly exposed. And we were just walking up onto the beach through the vegetation line when Juniper pointed out something.
I found a rock that looked kind of like a really weird triangle. So I came up, I said to my mom, Tammy, I said, what's this? It was actually a spear point.
Yeah.
Projectile point.
It caught Juniper's eye because it looked different than many other things that he was used to seeing in his life thus far on the beach.
Like a rock or a circle.
Yeah, you were used to blunt, round, circular, oval-shaped rocks, and here was this amazing point. Very clearly a finely crafted tool.
Even though it's been worn out, it was still pretty sharp when I was touching it. I mean, it didn't exactly cut me, but it could definitely cut someone when applied force to it.
Yeah, it was very obvious to me that this was someone's tool that they had taken lots of time and care to craft, and then it looked to me as if it had also been repeatedly resharpened. So it was just a fascinating, wonderful find.
Tammy immediately contacted Grand Portage Monument, in addition to Bill Clayton, who was working out of Duluth at that time. Bill is an archaeologist who has studied what's known as pre-contact Native American history in northeast Minnesota. The term pre-contact refers to the culture present in the area prior to European contact. Bill explains how a projectile point was used and how he arrived at his estimate of the age of the artifact.
The reason why we call it a point or a projectile point is to differentiate between what everybody knows as an arrowhead. And these kinds of points, like Juniper's point, they're just way too heavy to have been shot out of a bow. It's an older form of a hunting projectile. They used them in Europe. They're pretty ubiquitous throughout the world.
The projectile point that Juniper found is 3 1/4 inches in length and has what's called side notching. Dating the age of the point is difficult. A Duluth-based archaeologist, Susan Mulholland, estimated its age at around 8,000 years old, based partially on the side notching on the projectile point. However, Bill Clayton, who now works for Grand Portage National Monument, feels it's closer to 2,000 years old.
That side notching that you see, it's a design that gets reused and reused and reused over generations. I think that lasted for about 5,000 years. People were making projectile points like that. So it's just almost impossible to get to a precise date that way. using the shape, the side notching. So my best guess is approximately 2,000 years ago. That's during a period when people were making pottery for the first time in this area. That's the time period when people were really starting to harvest wild rice up here in northeastern Minnesota. And that's also the time when Native American groups were starting to get into mound building as far as burials. There's all kinds of stone tools being manufactured. You know, they're being made to do all kinds of tasks. And projectile points take a lot of effort to make. Points are really rare. You know, they're just not common in the hunter-gatherer toolkit. And I think it's partly because they're extremely labor-intensive to make, and they're not as commonly used as other tools. They're just, you don't need them for, like you would for cutting, for scraping, for sewing, for doing all the other tasks.
The area of beach in the East Bay of Grand Marais where Juniper Cephalou found the projectile point is now referred to as the Cephalou site. It was a remarkable find, especially for a 3-year-old boy.
This is an important find because so little is known about how pre-contact Native American groups, hunter-gathering groups, utilized the North Shore, settled on the North Shore. We don't have a lot of sites. There's just not a lot of information out there. I'd also say we have very little idea of what was going on here in Grand Marais in the harbor during that time. This is one of the few sites from that period I've even heard of here in Grand Marais. So it's very unique in that way.
The Native American projectile point that Juniper found is currently on display at the Cook County History Museum in Grand Marais. And although its exact age may never be known, local archaeologists estimate the point is between 2,000 and 8,000 years old and is an artifact from what is known as the Woodland period of Native American history in North America. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Martha Marnaka. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.